All right, this next puzzle, this is one of my favorites. This puzzle is called Symbolism. 759 teams were able to successfully solve this puzzle. And what you got at this puzzle was maybe a little bit unclear. We gave you two different pieces, one which was a grid of letters on the left-hand side, and on the right-hand side, we gave you three phrases, second from southernmost, first from northernmost, third from closest to sea level. Ultimately, both of these are probably eventually going to be important, but we might start by just taking a look at these characters and trying to figure out what these individual characters were and what they represented. And you'll notice that some of the characters appear to be surrounded by a black rectangle of sorts. And we'll come back to that black rectangle in a moment, too. For now, I just want to focus on these characters, as you might have puzzled through what is it that these characters actually mean. And so where you might have started is like on the left-hand side of this grid, for example, where we see PORTLOU and IS. And this sort of appears to spell something. It spells Port Louis. And if you look through this puzzle, you might find a couple of other sequences of squares that also form familiar names. Down here in the middle, we've got three squares that appear to form the word Moscow. And then a little bit further, they're not all vertical. Here's three horizontal squares that appear to form the word Lima. And it turns out that all of these are capitals of countries of the world, that Port Louis is the capital of Mauritius, Moscow is the capital of Russia, and Lima is the capital of Peru. And so once we are able to find these world capitals, the question now is what to do with them. Why are some of these in vertically stacked boxes? Why are some of them in horizontal boxes? Why do some of them span three boxes? Why do some of them span four instead? And if you were taking a look at these countries and you were looking at the symbols that represent these countries, the title of this puzzle, after all, is Symbolism. Well, the symbol of any country is that country's flag. And what you might notice is that Peru's flag here is really three vertical stripes. And we gave you three boxes next to each other for Lima, Peru's capital. And it turns out that Port Louis, for example, which is the capital of Mauritius, Mauritius's flag is four horizontal stripes. And if you look at the boxes we gave you for Port Louis, we also gave you four boxes that could be thought of as horizontal stripes. And so the first step to this puzzle was coloring in each of these boxes according to the corresponding color in that country's flag. So Port Louis, the flag of Mauritius, has four colors: red, then blue, then yellow, then green. So we'll go ahead and fill in those four boxes with the corresponding colors for that country's flag. For Moscow, for example, the flag has three colors: white, blue, and red. So we can fill in those corresponding colors as well. For Lima, now we have vertical stripes: red, white, and red. So we can fill in the first box and the third box with red as well, leaving the box in the middle as white. And we can find the rest of the world capitals inside of this grid as well. N'Djamena is the capital of Chad, whose colors are three colors going across. We can fill in those colors as well. We have Tallinn, the capital of Estonia, which we can fill in with blue and black and white. We have Yerevan, the capital of Armenia, which we can fill in with red and blue and orange, and do the same for Kiev, the capital of Ukraine. Do the same for Warsaw, the capital of Poland, filling in two colors there. Filling in two colors as well for Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia. Filling in three colors for Nigeria, or Abuja, the capital of Nigeria. And then finally, Bogota, the capital of Colombia. Here, if you notice Colombia's flag, the yellow portion of it really takes up the entire top half of the flag. It's double the size of the other two stripes. So we might have colored two of them yellow, one of them blue, and then one of them red after that. So, all right, we've gone ahead and filled in each of these squares with a corresponding color from a flag. What do we do next? Well, now what we might consider are the other parts of this puzzle that we gave to you. And the next part of the puzzle we gave to you were these black rectangles that appeared to surround certain squares within this original puzzle. And if you just looked at each of those black rectangles, so ignore everything else, what we really get are five additional sequences of three colors. And it turns out each of these new sequences of three colors also corresponds to a flag. If we look at the one in the upper left, for example, we could see a flag with three stripes, red, white, and blue. This is the flag of the Netherlands, for example. If we look at the next one, we see a flag that has three colors, green and yellow and orange. That's the flag of Ireland. If we look at the next one in the top right, here's a flag with three vertical stripes, blue, white, and red. That's the flag of France. Next up is a flag that has three horizontal stripes, yellow and green and red. That's the flag of Lithuania. And finally, we have one more flag with stripes white, green, and red. That's the flag of Bulgaria. And so now we have five new countries, the capitals of which, since we were dealing with capitals before, are Amsterdam, Dublin, Paris, Vilnius, and Sofia. And so now we have five new pieces of information to deal with, but we know the answer to this puzzle is just a single word, so there's still some more work to do. We're not quite done yet. So what other pieces of the puzzle could we work with? Well, we did give you one other piece of information, and that was this set of three clues here. Second from the southernmost, first from the northernmost, third from the closest to sea level. And so we might have begun with second from the southernmost. Well, what could that mean? Well, you might have asked yourself, of these five capitals, which of them is the southernmost? And it turns out that of these five world capitals, the southernmost is Sofia in Bulgaria. And what does second from the southernmost mean? Well, this flag, the flag of Bulgaria, has three colors, white, green, and red. So the second from the southernmost, the second color from this flag, ends up being the color green. So we can fill that in as green. First from the northernmost, well, the northernmost of these capitals is Vilnius in Lithuania. And the first color of Lithuania's flag is yellow. And finally, third from the closest to sea level, well, of all these capitals, the closest capital to sea level is Amsterdam. And the third color from the flag of the Netherlands is the color blue. And now we have what appears to be another flag, a flag with three horizontal stripes, green, yellow, and blue, the answer to which, what country has this flag is the answer to this puzzle, and the answer is Gabon. Because this puzzle also had to do with world capitals, some people might reasonably have also taken the additional step of getting the capital of Gabon, Libreville. So we ultimately decided to accept either of these answers as the correct answer for this puzzle. Gabon was the one we intended as the first word that you arrived at. Usually once you arrive at a single word, you don't need to do additional work to get to another word. But if you did take the additional step of getting the capital of Gabon, Libreville, as many of you did, that was also considered to be correct. So either of those are correct answers to this puzzle, symbolism.